All right, anyone not have this book in your hand? We've got them here. These couple boys here. Brother Kelly's got a bad back today, so he's moving kind of slow, like old Uncle Joe. He's a doctor. You see him on doctors or on Monday, okay? I'd like to welcome you to to our adult Bible study class. Our class verse, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. That's our class verse. You might want to jot that right down in your booklet there. Just write that right down. It's a good verse to memorize. Sorry. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's our class verse. The purpose of our class is that we might grow in the Lord. Each of us are at a different place in our Christian life. More than likely, you are not where you would like to be for the Lord. So that's why our... Okay, thank you. So that's... That's why we want to grow in the Lord each day. We might look at other people and think, man, they are spiritual giants. They pray for hours a day. They read chapters and chapters out of their Bibles a day. What it's all about is, where are you today and where are you going to be in the future? Are you going to grow? You don't have to grow huge amounts. Amanda, you're looking for a Bible?
Yeah.
Somebody got a Bible under their... Okay, thank you. What it's about growing. Even just a little bit at a time. Even one memory verse at a time. It's about growing. In our class, we've been pushing memory verse, scripture memorization. It'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in the lives of those around you as God uses his word through you. We passed these out before. This is a memorization program. Anybody want one of these sheets on our memorization program? As he comes around, stick your hand up. It's an excellent program. Kelly, hand me one of those, please. Probably the only thing I would suggest that you might do differently on this is he tells you on the first day, he wants you to quote the verse without looking at it 25 times. Now for me, do you need this? How many more do we still need? I saw one, two. Okay, thank you. He wants you to quote it 25 times without looking at it the first day, 20 times the second day, 15 the third, then 10, then 5. I'm not real good with memory verses. And so I started counting right away. Even though I was reading it, I started counting my 25. Okay? That'll be okay to do. By the time you get into your second or third day, you're going to see that you will be able to say it without looking at it. And that's where the memorization is really going to come in. But you've got to learn it first before you can quote it. So that's about the only difference that I would have with him. And any memorization program that you use that's working for you is great. If you don't have one, this one does work great. Pastor encouraged us back when we did Psalm 51. They had 19 verses, and he said, Brother Ray, you think you guys could memorize that chapter? And I went, wow, that's 19 verses, Pastor. That's a lot of verses. But we put the challenge up, and you guys stepped up to the challenge, and I know there's some in this room today that can quote Psalm 51 word perfect. Because they learned it, and they kept bringing it up day by day, and then week by week, and then month by month. And so they've kept up with it. Thankfully, through Pastor's encouragement, I'm at number 316 right now on memory verses. And it's not because I'm smart. It's not because I have a great memory. You can ask my family. They say, when we watch a movie together, I say, oh, this is a new movie. Dad, you've seen it 20 times. Well, it's new to me. So that's nice about a bad memory. There's a lot of new things in your life. Voice of experience speaking. But I'm telling you, memorizing scripture, it'll make a difference in your heart. It made a difference in my heart. There's things that you and I battle. We battle them all of our lives. When you take the word of God and you apply it, it'll give you victory. It'll give you victory. If you're having trouble with your memorization, if you're going through this plan and you're having trouble with it and you're not memorizing, get with me. Maybe I can give you some pointers, some encouragement. Verses can be very easy to memorize. So 2 Peter, I've got down written 2:18. I believe it's 3:18. Has anybody looked at that? Would somebody look that up for me? I think it's 2 Peter 3:18. What did I tell you? I did? Okay. I had it written down wrong. The purpose of our class is that we might grow in the Lord, that we might honor the Lord. Our series, The Glory Due His Name. You and I live for the Lord because of who He is and what He's done for us. Mainly because of who He is, because He's God. And when we think of who He is, we think of what He did for us. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. God is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our lives. The glory due His name. The series verse, the verse for the series is Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You might want to write that down. That's another good one to hang on to. Psalm 29:2. When you do memory verses, if I give you a number today, learn one a day when you're starting out. Don't try to do more than one a day, okay? Starting out three a week is a good number. Try not to overload right up front on memory verses. One a day, one every other day is good too. And you can pile a lot of verses in there before you know it. So Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto His name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The challenge I'd like for this series, you've learned Hebrews 11, you've learned Psalm 51. The challenge I'd like to challenge you for this series is Psalm 27. There's only 14 verses in it. Hebrews 11 had 40. This one's only got 14. That's just over one a week. So that's well doable. What I'd like to do at the end of the series is what we've done in the past. I'd like to get all of us up here and each one of us say a verse or two at the end of the 13 weeks. So I'd like to challenge you to be learning, and you'll want to write this down, Psalm 27. And again, it's one verse at a time. How do you eat a 20-pound candy bar? You don't. How do we eat it? One little bite at a time, don't we? One little bite at a time. And before you know it, you've eaten a 20-pound candy bar, and they can see 10 of it on you. But it's just a little bit at a time, and before you know it, you've got 3 verses in your file, and then you got 5, and then you got 20, and then you got 100, and then you got 200, and then you got 300. There's people out there with 5,000 verses they can quote word perfect. That's amazing. Are you going to be able to do 5,000? Quite possibly not. Can you do one? Yes, you can. And you can remember it. You just got to rehearse it. You have to put it in the system. Who else did not get one of these sheets? Anyone else not have one of these sheets? Even if you've gotten one before and you've lost it, we'll give you another one. Okay, you notice on the sheet, the first day you'll say it 25 times. You mark on the back of your card. Then 20, then 15, then 10, then 5, and you mark on, and you'll keep track of it on the back of your cards. You'll notice in the pews, there's a blue card. We do have cards, or you can just use regular 3x5 cards. They work well. That's what I use right now. I just use the white 3x5 cards. But we do have them in the back of the pews here. They're little blue cards. They do have the plan written on the back. Our series, we're going to go through Psalm 25. That's my card. Thank you. Did he say something to me? Oh, thank you. Don't repeat it then. Each week we'll be doing a new chapter. We're starting on Psalm chapter 25, and we'll be going through Psalm 37. All right, let's get started. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Lord, I am thankful for your word. I am thankful that as I've seen your word in my heart and in my life, Lord, that it makes a difference in my life, that it has made a difference. Lord, that it's made a difference in my family's life. Lord, I'm not sinlessly perfect. None of us are. Satan has told us that if we're not sinlessly perfect, we can't be spirit-filled. We can't be a mighty man of God. But we can be, in spite of not being sinlessly perfect. Lord, our desire is that we offer to you a clean, pure vessel. Lord, that's our desire for you. Lord, help us to grow in your word. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Now, Lord, we pray for our pastor this morning over at the Evans Chapel. Lord, we pray that as he preaches over there, that he preach with power, that the Holy Spirit would deliver the message to each heart with power. Lord, we pray for this building here and all the teachers throughout it. Lord, we pray the same thing, that your Spirit would go forth, that the speaker would have the power of your Spirit, that the hearer would have the power of your Spirit on their lives. Lord, help us to ask for your power each day. Lord, because of what Jesus Christ did for us, we can have that power. We can have the power of the Spirit, the power of the Word on our lives. Lord, we ask for that right now. Now, Lord, as we take this time to open your Word, we pray that you would bless your Word to the understanding of your people, Lord, that as we go from here, that we can glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 25. Psalm chapter 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he hide in judgment. Well, I'm sorry. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. I love that verse. There's another verse you might want to memorize. And even if you don't get to memorize it now, write it down for later. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity. Why pardon our iniquity? Because of who God is. Our iniquity is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon mine affliction, my pain, and forgive my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. In our lesson today, four aims, four goals that we want to see, we want to understand that the Christian life is a life of waiting on God and trusting him to act in his timing. Then secondly, to learn not to react to circumstances in our own strength, but to wait on the Lord for deliverance. Then thirdly, to see when we run ahead of God, our strength will fail, and we will realize that we should have waited on him. Then fourthly, to know that God has promised to give us direction in life if we will but trust in him and wait for his guidance. Following along in your lesson, our verse for the day, our memory verse for the day, is Psalm 25, 4 and 5. Now we're running hard on time here, so I'm not going to do a lot of verses, but I'd like to have a couple people either quote one of those verses, two of those verses, whatever you're ready with. Let's start with Psalm 25, verse 4. Maybe somebody to do verse 4. Psalm 25, 4.
Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy path.
Very good. Psalm 25, 4. That's an easy verse. You can memorize that verse. You can put it in your system, and you can have that verse. You've got one easy verse. I said with the memorization, start with the easy ones. There's an easy one. Somebody else want to say it? Psalm 25:4. Did I see someone's hand move, or were they scratching? Psalm 25:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Somebody else. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Two more people. Two more hands. You've learned it just hearing it. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Psalm 25:4. One more person.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths.
Okay. And now Psalm 25:5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 25:5. Who wants to say that? If you don't say it quite perfectly, that's fine. I'm looking for a couple people. Look up at me if you want to say them. I'm going to call you. Diane, go ahead. You won't look. I know you're ready with it. Go ahead, look up here and say it. You'll do fine. Nice job. It's hard to say verses like that in front of people, but it's a blessing to others, and it'll be a blessing to you. Okay, someone else who's got to memorize. Kelly's on a back pain medicine today, So if he doesn't get through it, it's not normal for Kelly not to get through it. You want to try it? Whatever you're good with.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation.
On thee. On thee do I wait all the day. Very good. Okay. We need to get into our lesson. There's no shame in waiting. Waiting on God. There is no shame in waiting on God. The decisions we make are more important than the days which we live. Following along in your lessons now are more important than the days that we live. You could live a long life, but if you make wrong decisions, your life can be ruined. You can live a short life and make right decisions, and your life would be a grand victory. As we were taught in Bible college, it is not the quantity of time that is spent. What is it? It's the quality. It's the quality. Time spent with our children, time spent with our grandchildren, time spent with someone, sharing God's word with them. Taking that opportunity, making that a valuable time. It is not the quantity, it's not vast amounts, but it is the quality with children, with others, and then with our God. It is quality time with our God. You might say, Brother Rayburn, I don't, you know, we've heard our pastor, this guy's read through the Bible many times. He seems to be a very good reader. Maybe you can't read that fast. That's okay, because God has a plan for each of us, and each of us don't have to worry about what the plan is for the other guy. We only have to worry about what God's plan is for our life. That's all. We only have to worry about us. We only need to grow from where we were yesterday to where God's going to take us tomorrow. The 25th Psalm speaks to us concerning our personal walk with God. Remember that the name of our lesson today, there is no shame in waiting on God. As we read Psalm 25, the psalm, we learned that we are to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. His truth repeated throughout the chapter, there in verse 3, 25:3, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach. I'm sorry. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. And then verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait. And then verse 21, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Our human instinct is to, when something needs to be done, it isn't to go to the Lord first in prayer. At least mine's not. Mine is to put these hands to work because I can do it. Because these hands have, by the grace of God, have done a lot of things over the years. And so I think that I can put my trust in these hands, and I can't. And these hands get busy and they're doing things, and I realize I can't do it. And then I pray. And then I ask for the Lord's strength. We need to learn to wait on the Lord. We need to learn to go to Him first. There are so many times in life when we need to wait on God. Three answers to prayer. One we like, one we don't like, and the other one's the hardest. What's one answer to prayer? Yes. What's the second answer to prayer? No. Do we like that one? No. But we have an answer. We know where we stand. The third one's the hardest. And what is that? Wait. Wait. Pray a little longer. Pray a little more fervently. Our pastor exhorts us, pray without eating for a day. Pray more fervently. And he even came up with a good way to do it. Not don't eat all day long. He does it from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock. That way you've got food in each day. You're going to kind of a normal routine. But you've still got that 24-hour span of time where every time you think of food, instead of thinking of the food, you pray. It's a seriousness. Three answers to prayer. Wait a while is a hard one. That's a hard one. God is able, but he knows that we are not ready. Sometimes when we pray for things. Someone may find you in a time of waiting and expect you to be running hard or pressing forward. He may ask you, what are you doing? Say to him, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. It'll help you, it'll help him understand that we need to wait on the Lord. There's big things in our lives. There's hard things in our lives. Things that carry our hearts. My daughter and son-in-law are getting ready to quit a good paying job. In today's economy, is he out of his mind? Is he? No, he's going to the mission field. He's going to give his life to the Lord. And he can't work that full-time job when he goes to the mission field. So he's going to give it up. You pray for him. They've just started. They're at a meeting this week. They got a long way to go and some hard steps. As parents, you know, what do most parents want? What do we want? We want our kids to have a job, have food on the table. We want those basic things. Is that evil? No, it's not. But when our kids give their lives to the Lord and those things become the unimportant things, it's hard. You pray for people that have family members. You pray for Sharon and I. Our kids have to quit a good job, and they're going to go out, and they're going to go to another country where they don't have good health care, where they don't have good drinking water, where they don't have all that. They're going to get there, and the only thing they're going to have is God, and that's going to be all they need. That's going to be all they need. But you pray for us. You pray for them. You pray for the Barons. But we do carry things. We've got to take them to the Lord because they will burden us right down to the ground, right down to the ground if we carry them. If we try to do it with these hands, with this mind, with this understanding, we will not be able to do it. There is no shame in waiting and trusting God. We need to teach our children. We need to teach our grandchildren. We need to teach others about us to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord. Parents, grandparents, give to your children a Christian heritage. Teach that to them. Give that to them. Christian heritage. So as they grow up, they'll know who God is and what God expects out of their lives. Turn the page. Waiting on God brings deliverance. In Exodus 14, verses 10 through 14, quarter till, Brother Frank. You know what? I think we're going to pause right here on this. Introducing the series and the memory verses took up time. Let's pause right here, and we're going to pick up here next week. Is that okay? Otherwise, we're going to run through this so fast. That we're going to miss a lot of things. So what does that give you? It gives you an extra week to pick up those memory verses. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. So let's do that. So next week we're going to be on the same lesson and work those memory verses this week. Okay, let's do the questions. You know what? Let's do that next week as well. Let's do that next week. Do your questions. You have questions in here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Do a question a day. Do a little bit of, it's got Bible reading there at the top of the page. Do the Bible reading and the question. And then next week we'll complete the lesson. Anybody have any questions on anything I said? Any clarification you need, Diane? And what is my third choice? Someone tell her. Both. Thank you. And do what you feel good with. Thank you, Brother Chuck. Yeah, does it say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge? Somebody looked at that for me, right? 2 Peter 3:18. Yes, 2 Peter 3:18. That's our class verse. The verse for the series again is Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you for coming today. You'll find this to be a blessing. You open this every day. I don't care if it's just for 10 minutes. You get God's word in front of you a little bit more today than you did the other days, and you're going to be growing. You're going to be growing. Let's grow in the Lord together, okay? Let's memorize verses together. Let's have more verses at the end of this series in our little box than we do right now. Okay? Thank you so much for coming. I know you'll find this to be a blessing. Thank you.
Your Bible. You have a Bible?